Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
CC Winans, one of my all-time favorite artists. Quite a I'm not going to say an oldie because she's still very young at heart. But man, one of the artists I can sure say have stood the test of time. Believe For It is the title of the song that you just covered. And before that was a local track by King D Music. And the song is entitled Protect Me. Takes us to 11 minutes past 12. And as we begin today, of course, starting on a new and a clean slate on Heart to Heart. What excites me more is that I think I was sharing with you last week, just how much we need to dedicate more of our time into prayer and improving our prayer life. As difficult as it is sometimes to dedicate that time to it, but we need to be intentional about that aspect of our lives. And so the good news is today I am not just sharing on that, but I have somebody who is standing on the line, Pastor B.B. Moyo, and he's going to be just talking a bit more on, you know, prayer and the importance of prayer. And also later he's going to share about an event, should I say, that is dedicated just to that. So, Finnissy, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, and good afternoon to all our listeners in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus.
Amen. Pastor Moyo, I think as I say Pastor Moyo, one is only aware of the fact that you're Pastor Moyo and that's it. Maybe just give us a brief introduction of who you are, where you're based, and I think it's really important for us to get to know you.
Thank you so much. First and foremost, I would like to thank Radio Pulpit for this wonderful opportunity to actually breathe the heart of God to the nation and to all the people. Thank you so much. And we thank God for this opportunity. I am Pastor B.B. Moyo from Christ Family Assembly, CFA. We are based in Pretoria, the capital city of South Africa. Mm-hmm. We are at Acadia Center, 515 Johannes Ramukwase Street. Or you use that other entrance, is 376 Steve Biko Road. We have our Sunday services every Sunday at 9 a.m. until 12. Yes. I think that's all for now.
All right. Now, as I was saying just before you came on, Pastor Moyo, you know, sometimes we neglect this aspect of our spiritual walk called prayer, especially because, you know, we also have been taught to be quite casual about it. There's nothing wrong. But also, I think sometimes we become so casual that we don't pay much attention to it. And perhaps as much as we see the importance, we don't dedicate much time. Neither do we, make it as important as it is in our life. So let me hand over to you, Pastor Moyo, so you can actually tell us exactly why it's important for us to pray. Why prayer? Why are you putting so much emphasis on prayer?
Thank you so much. I think you have touched the most important aspect of us as a believer. Mm. Prayer is a necessity for us as believers. Prayer is a lifestyle for us as believers. Prayer is not a religious event where we call people to a certain place once in a while and then that's it. Mm. Yes, we do have those specialized moments where God will say, gather my children on such a date for a prayer meeting. But prayer is a necessity for a believer. As in prayer, remember, prayer is a dialogue, is a communication between man and God. Mm. And the only way God can intervene in human affairs, it is through a system that God has devised called prayer. Mm. Now, this goes without saying that prayer, it's not only for Christians, but other religions as well, they also practice this because it is a system that It is a supernatural system. It's a spiritual system, a way of communicating to a superior source who is called God. So now, us as Christians, I'll talk on the platform and the basis of Christianity, because we are Christians and Radio Pulpit is Christianity radio station. Now, prayer is what we ought to do. That's why the Bible says, pray without ceasing. And Jesus encourages prayer. You, if we read the book of Luke chapter 18 from verse 1, maybe I can just read verse 1, and then and somebody at home, you can highlight verse 1 and go with it until verse 8. But now in this verse, the Bible says in Luke chapter 18 verse 1, also, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always pray, not to coward, faint, lose heart, or give up. Now, this is Jesus now. He talks about a parable, but that parable gives an emphasis on prayer. Now, it goes on. It says there was a certain widow in a city, and there was a certain judge in that city. I'll say it in summary so that we can summarize time as well because of time factor. Now, Jesus talks about prayer. He says men ought to always pray without ceasing, without fainting, without losing heart. Why would Jesus, the Son of the Living God, he himself emphasize on the fact and on the basis that we need to be anchored in prayer? Number one, we have lots of spiritual battles, spiritual warfares that we fight. Some of the battles, they trace back to the history. Some of them, they are genetic. They are bloodline-related battles. Some of them, they are witchcraft-orchestrated battles that we face. Some of them, there are also self-sabotaged battles where one sabotages his own destiny through certain behavior or unable to be obedient to the word of God. But after that, you need to understand that there is a system that God has devised, which is called prayer. Men ought to always pray without ceasing. Men ought to always pray without losing heart. Men ought to always pray without fainting. So now if you underline, I'm reading it in an amplified basis. It says men ought to always pray without fainting. So it simply means in this life, in this journey called life, you can get to a point where you are discouraged.
Yes.
Even if you are speaking in tongues, Holy Ghost filled, blood washed, sanctified, living a holy life, but there are certain situations and there are certain challenges that can drain you, that can cause you to lose heart. That's why Jesus says men ought to pray without losing heart.
Yeah.
There are certain situations that you pray and pray, but you find out that this thing is immovable. It doesn't go. Some certain issues can be marital related, some can be financial challenges, some can be job employment related. There are certain people who are on their knees as I'm speaking right now, who are looking for jobs. They are qualified. They have got everything. Their CVs are ready. They've got experience, but they can't get the job. And that can cause you to lose heart. That can cause you to go into depression. That can cause you to go into stress. That can cause you to have suicidal thoughts. But Jesus gives us a defined system. He says this system works. It is called prayer. Men ought to always pray. It doesn't matter whether you get it or not. It doesn't matter whether you receive it or not. It doesn't matter whether people like you or not. It doesn't matter what you are going through in life, but don't lose heart in praying. And prayer has got different dimensions. It comes in different forms. There are prayers where we call them, that are called silent prayers. There are prayers that we call, that are called thanksgiving prayers. There are prayers also that are called spiritual warfare prayers. There are prayers that are you understand, there are different kinds of prayers. So you need to find one system, because you can't be loud when you are drained. Sometimes you just need to be silent. You just need to talk in your heart, like Hannah. The Bible says there was a woman called Hannah who went to pray. The Bible says from time and again, year after year, Hannah would go to a place of worship, a place of prayer called Shiloh. She went there to ask for one thing, and the Bible says she went there to ask for a child.
Yeah.
The Bible says that this was not a demonic attack. This was not a spiritual attack. This was not the devil holding the womb of Hannah, but it was God himself who wanted Hannah to change the perception and to change the desire and to change the appetite of the results. Because there are certain things that when you want in life that you cannot get until you change your motive. That is why the Bible says you pray and you do not receive, because you pray amiss so that you can spend it in your own fleshly desires.
Sure.
There are certain people who will pray asking God to give them a Range Rover, but they are asking for a Range Rover just to be spiteful.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
They're asking for a Range Rover because they want to compete.
Mm.
They're asking, the appetite is wrong. So Hannah had the wrong appetite of wanting a child, because there was his sister-in-law
already
was called Penina, who had a child. And she used to mock her, and she used to laugh at her. So there are certain people who are laughing at somebody right now at home. Mm. They are saying, we are peers, we are of the same age, but look at us, we are married, look at us, we have got houses, we have got cars.
Mm.
Now, when that person prays, they pray at a point of competition, not at a point of wanting something, because it has to also serve the purpose of God.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because you must understand that whatever you are praying for, as long as it doesn't serve the purpose of God, it doesn't serve humanity, it doesn't serve the next person next to you, then that prayer is a selfish prayer.
Sure.
So that's why I'm saying we will be teaching on prayer on the 30th of August. Next week on Friday, we have an all-night prayer where we are going to targeted prayers, prayer item after prayer item, where we teach people how to pray. The disciples of Jesus, one day they came to Jesus. They say to him, Master, teach us how to pray. They didn't come to him to say, Jesus, teach us what to pray for. And they didn't say to Jesus, teach us to know how to open blind eyes, to do miracles. No, they addressed the how part. Sometimes you can pray, but it is how you are praying.
Yeah.
It could be that you are praying because you are releasing a sound, but that sound is ineffective in the spiritual terrain.
Sure.
Because a prayer is your command.
Okay.
So now, on the 30th of August, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. at CFA, Christ Family Assembly, I will be teaching precisely people on how to pray.
Okay.
They came to Jesus. These are the men that were chosen by Jesus.
Mm.
These are the disciples of Jesus. These were men that were trusted by heaven to be the part of the 12. Now, they realized one thing, that Norman, there's something about Jesus. This man, when he prays, there are results.
Yeah,
whenever he goes to a mountain to pray, whenever he kneels down to pray, whenever he goes to a solitary place to pray, when he comes back, a dead man arises. When he comes back, a blind man sees.
Sure.
When he comes back, a lame man, he stands up, he runs immediately. So they wanted to understand the how part, that how is this man praying? Because we are praying also. Remember, these are the men who tried to also cast a demon of epilepsy, but they couldn't. So this is the ill that we have, spiritual ill that we have in the current Christendom, or should I say in the house of the Lord, where people are trying to cast out demons, where people are trying to alleviate situations, trying to get away with situations, whether it's death or sicknesses, but the situation still contains against them, it's stubborn. You understand? The disciples, they tried. Until the owner, the father of the child came to Jesus and said, but your disciples, the men that you should be imparting this power on, the men, the people that you should also be delegating authority to, they tried, they failed. You see? So we need to understand that there is a how part that needs to be
addressed. Exactly.
People need to understand that prayer is not just releasing a vocabulary sound. No. Prayer is a heavenly language. It's a kingdom language. It has got codes and systems.
Sure.
Once you unlock that code, you come back with results. I can tell you now.
Yo.
Elijah prayed 7 times. He was kneeling down. He prayed for heavens to open, and it opened and it rained.
Sure.
This is the same man who prayed once, and for 3.5 years, it did not rain in the land.
Yet
and
he was praying.
Everyone was affected by one man's prayer.
Yet
one
he was
man's
praying.
Prayer affected even the JSE, affected the economy, affected all the companies, because during that time, during that tenure, there was so much hunger in such a way that those that were in farming industries, those that were in agriculture, could not go to the farms. Even the pigs and the donkeys, the cows and the sheep, they died. For 3.5 years, there was famine.
Yet there was prayer in that prayer. Sure, man.
And after 3.5 years, one man again prayed and he opened the firmament. So we have got the power to open, we have the power to close in prayer.
I love
so there are certain situations that we need to close them outside in prayer. There are certain doors that we need to open in prayer. But it's only if we know how to address the how part of prayer.
And you need to know what it is you possess.
We will be addressing that to say, pray, this is how you pray. I'll be teaching people. I'm telling you, I'm not talking a hearsay. Those that are listening to me here, we have attended our church services on Sundays. I tell you, the blind come there. They come out, their eyes opened, the lamb go out, you know, running. Things happen, people get jobs, you know. It is because we teach them the kingdom principles and the kingdom system. And prayer is one of the keys, imperative keys, that we need to have as a church. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Pastor Moyo. Thank you, thank you. Until next time, God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.